The Green Divas love food. Organic, local, fresh, whole, delicious food. Here now is another Green Diva foodie file.
Cha-cha-cha-chia.
All right.
Cha-cha-cha-chia.
You can't not say that when you talk about chia seeds.
Well, it's now an earworm. It's going to stay in my head for a little while.
There you go.
For like ever.
It's a bummer. But yeah. Luckily, they're cute.
They are. Well, this week for the foodie file, I decided to dive right into chia seeds.
There's a visual.
Yeah. You
that
know.
That might be fun, actually.
Right? I mean, why not, right? It'd be kind of expensive. Yeah, an expensive pool that. Of chia seeds. But I thought it'd be really cool to touch upon them because there's so many great health properties and they are an ancient grain and a lot of people are their popularity is increasing.
Yes.
But they are still kind of an unknown thing for a lot of people, you know, who they might not be inclined to cook with them.
They're considered like a superfood, right?
They are considered a superfood and that's because they have a ton of different kinds of health properties. Because they're really high in protein. They have 18%, let's see, a 1 ounce... 1 ounce
serving
of chia seeds has 18% of your daily calcium intake.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And it's digestible calcium, I'm
guessing.
It
is. Right? Someone actually commented on the post I saw and said that the best way to have chia seeds is if they're ground. Because your body digests them better. If you have them just in seed form, it tends to be a little bit dehydrating. So they recommend to have it.
Oh, well, that makes sense,
never
though.
Ground them.
No, that's... but that makes sense, though, because when you put water in chia seeds, they blow up. So that's going to take the water out of your body.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yep.
That makes sense.
So the best way to have it is ground. And the Aztecs knew better because they use them for many different reasons. But their primary reason was they ground them and then they carried them with them on long journeys because they were storable.
Right.
If they were just the seed form, they didn't last as long.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. They got it wrong with 2012, but you know,
they're a little off.
They didn't know what they were talking about with the seeds. Okay, good.
But you know, they use them for religious purposes, and the reason why we don't really know them that well is because when the conquistadors came and conquered the Aztec Empire, what happened was because the seeds were so tied to their religious rituals, they completely eliminated that part of their culture.
Of course, that makes sense.
But the conquistadors were threatened by the sacred.
That's why that tradition really wasn't passed down. But they were still used in Mexico, and then different tribes in Argentina were also using them. And then in the early 1900s, I know that there was a team of nutritionists and botanists that had gone down to South America. America, rediscovered the seed and decided to bring it back
in the 1900s.
In 1990s.
Oh,
like,
1990s.
The year I was born.
Shut up. Just shut up. Okay.
But still, that's 23 years ago.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So they're making a comeback.
And on the recipe, or not sorry, on the post, Green Diva Antares.
Yes.
Sent
that's
us,
my daughter.
Yes.
Just so you know,
she sent us her pumpkin pudding recipe, or one that she had found and really enjoyed. And so I modified it a little bit and posted it and made it this week for my family when I was home. And they freaked out. They loved it.
It really is so good. Now, you know, I've been trying to lose some weight. So anything that's like off the plan.
Right.
But she made it for Tyler, her boyfriend, because he also ran a half marathon last week and did very, very well. So kudos out to Tyler. But she made it for him and left it in the fridge. So what did I do? I got a spoon. And I took a big spoonful and I ate it out of his stock.
Well, I thought it was really great because my twin brother has celiac.
Yeah.
And so, like, you can't really make him pudding unless you make it homemade. And you can't really make him pie unless you, like, have everything completely gluten-free, including the crust. And so I made it and he's like, it smells like pumpkin pie. And he got all excited. I'm like, you can eat this. And he was so happy. He was
so
happy.
Oh, that is so cool. Yeah, it really is good.
And you saw my goofy film when I made the coconut chia seed pudding.
Yes.
For the Daily Record. Remember that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my gosh. That's another great recipe to try, too. It's easy. And you look like.
Easy.
Yeah, it's like really fun. So
is it
mango and coconut chia seeds?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, it's like, you know, four ingredients and, you know, you put it in the fridge and voila.
Yeah, that's what's great is you don't have to bake any of these recipes. You just put it right in your fridge for a couple hours and they thicken right up because of the chia seeds.
And when you, you know what, let me ask you something. You grind them, you can do it with a mortar and pestle. That takes, you know what I would suggest people do is go out and buy one of those little coffee grinders. I have two, mm-hmm. one for my coffee beans and one for everything else. So right, I grind herbs spices, herbs and stuff like that. I put my flax seeds in there as
and
well.
You don't put poop in your spices, so you know.
That's a good way. Not
they're
intentionally.
Poop-free.
Yeah, yeah.
See, the Green Divas poop-free spices, I'm telling you.
I think we need to do
that.
That
have our seal of approval, too.
That's exactly right.
That's so funny. Oh, well, we got to wrap this one up. But yum. And by the way, last week you did the quick bread. So this week for everybody, I made my banana bread.
Yay! Oh, good. Try it.
It's so downstairs. Inspiring.
I can't wait.
All right, people, stay tuned. More fun coming up.
Hope you're hungry. For more easy and delicious recipes and even more foodie information, go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.